Happy Christmas, ho, ho, ho. A couple of years ago, well, about 15 years ago, I was speaking Christmas morning in my church I grew up in. I was really nervous. And I stood up and I said, Happy Christmas, yo, ho, ho. Someone shouted out the back, Santa Claus isn't a pirate. I yo'd when I should have ho'd. Simple mistake. I'm sure we've all made it at least once. Right, 10 days ago, I climbed in the cupboard under my stairs. And after their 11-month hibernation, I got out my Christmas DVDs. Has anyone else done sort of something similar thus far? You've got to have your Christmas movies out. Yeah? Go on. Who's already watched a Christmas movie? What have you watched? Yeah, which version? Disney. Oh, the one with Jim Carrey. Anyone else seen the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol this year? Anyone else watched a Christmas film? It's a Wonderful Life. I've heard that. I've never seen it. It's really sad until the last 2 minutes, and then it's really happy. Is that right? Brilliant. Good advert. Anyone else? Yeah? Carry On in the Jungle? I've met a Christmas film, not a film, it's just on at Christmas. we've already started watching them. I love A Christmas Carol, and I can't watch it enough. We've already watched Scrooged with Bill Murray. It's a 1987 film. Anyone seen it? It's really dated now. What's that? No. Scrooged is with Bill Murray, 1987 film. Worth a butcher's. This morning I was watching the it's Albert Finney Scrooge musical for 8 o'clock this morning until Jem woke up. And last week, obviously, I did watch the traditional version that Dickens really would have approved, which is the Muppet version. You're right, and we enjoyed that. I've always loved the story, but. The end always makes me cry. A bit about Tiny Tim. Whatever version I watch, I'm now a 37-year-old man. Last week, I was crying at Kermit. Always makes me cry. And it's not the bit, it's not the sad bit in the middle where you think Tiny Tim's not going to live. It's the bit at the end when it says, and Tiny Tim, who did not die, and, streams coming down my eyes. But when we first meet Tiny Tim, has anyone never watched, read, seen, heard A Christmas Carol? I really thought that about 30 hands might go up and this might be a really uncomfortable sermon. But it's such a great story. When we first meet Tiny Tim, and Tiny Tim, if you don't know, is the son of Bob Cratchit, who is Ebenezer Scrooge's hard luck employee. And the first time we see him is the Ghost of Christmas Present, who's like this big green Santa-like figure. He's taking Scrooge around, showing Scrooge what is happening in Christmas at the moment. Obviously, the Ghost of Christmas Present. And he takes him into the Cratchits' meagre home and sees their meagre Christmas. And Dickens wrote this. Bob proposed a Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us, which all the family re-echoed. God bless us, everyone, said Tiny Tim, the last of all. He sat very close to his father's side upon a little stool. Bob held his withered little hand in his, as if he loved the child and wished to keep him by his side, and dreaded that he might be taken from him. Spirit, said Scrooge with an interest he'd never felt before, tell me if Tiny Tim will live. I see a vacant seat, replied the ghost, in a poor chimney corner and a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die. Oh no, said Scrooge, oh no, kind spirit, say he will be spared. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, none other of my race, returned the ghost, will find him here. What then? If he is like to die, he'd better to do it and decrease the surplus population. Scrooge hung his head to hear his own words quoted by the spirit and was overcome with penitence and grief. At this point, it's all very sad. It's not really the kind of thing you want to hear Christmas morning, is it? It's all very sad. There are two possible futures. One is that Tiny Tim dies sick, and the other is that he lives healthy. And it all depends on Scrooge. As far as the story is concerned, only Ebenezer Scrooge can open his wallet and pay for the care that Tiny Tim needs. Now, as you know by the story, Scrooge is overcome with penitence and grief. And after a visit of the Ghost of Christmas yet to come, Scrooge changes his way. And so we get to the final paragraph of the book. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew. It was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well. And so, as Tiny Tim observed... And so, as Tiny Tim observed... thanks for coming to church, guys. Scrooge opens his wallet, becomes a second father to Tiny Tim, and it all ends happily. I know what you're thinking. There's been no Bible stuff thus far. I was thinking, are there any biblical scriptural parallels that we can get from the story of Tiny Tim and Scrooge that we can relate to our lives? Can we sort of draw anything of a gospel in Tiny Tim to us? I've got a five-point sermon on Christmas Day, you poor guys. Five parallels which use passages in the book of Romans. So the first one is this. Tiny Tim was sick and he had a need. I was going to say Scrooge didn't write it. Dickens, when he wrote the book, didn't actually say what's wrong with Tiny Tim. People have written papers and got PhDs, having a guess. Any doctors have an idea? Rickets, they reckon. Vitamin D deficiency. You could cure it relatively easily if you had the money. Obviously, the Cratchit family didn't have it. He had a sickness and he had a need. We too are sick. We're sick in a different way. But we're sick with sin. But we let God down all the time. We can't help it. We can't heal ourselves. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God is perfect and we are not. And that's a real shame, because a perfect God is desperate to have a relationship with us, imperfect people. One is this: we have a need. The second part is this. As cute as he is, Tiny Tim still receives Scrooge's grace. He didn't actually have any natural right to Scrooge's money. He still actually gets Scrooge's patronage at the end of it. We do not deserve God's love, and yet we get it all the same. Rick Warren's a Yankee pastor, and he wrote this. God is love. He didn't need us, but he wanted us, and that is the most amazing thing. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus our Lord. God loves us. Have you ever done that thing like where you, like with a short sentence, you can like emphasize different words? You ever done that? God loves us. It's absolutely mind-blowing. The creator of the universe cares about us. Have you ever had one of those things where something amazes you for the first time, and then after that it actually almost becomes run-of-the-mill? I was trying to think of a time, this was for me, the first time my brother showed me a DVD after years of VHS, I was like, this is the greatest moment of my life. Watching this perfect image that sort of wasn't flickering, that you didn't sort of have to change. And then, of course, it just becomes natural and the norm. We mustn't let that happen with the amazing reality that God loves us. It is mind-blowing. Thirdly, saving Tiny Tim had a cost. Scrooge had to start spending the money that he'd previously craved, he'd previously loved. Saving us, redeeming us, had a cost for Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. You see, at just at the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus redeemed us, paying the cost to restore the relationship between God and man, that can sort out the problem of the fact that we've got sin inside us, that we couldn't sort out ourselves. Fourthly, Scrooge becomes a second father to Tiny Tim. It says that, we became a second father to Tiny Tim. God adopts us, believers, as his children. A second father, an eternal father. This simile is something that we can say to ourselves and not remember how astonishing, how truly miraculous this is. Romans chapter 8, verses 14, 15. For those of you who are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. The Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and we cry, Abba, Father. Paul would have written Romans in Greek. Abba is Aramaic for Father, the language that Jesus would have spoken. We can call God, the creator of the universe, Father. Once again, we should remind ourselves this fact every day, how astonishingly, mind-blowingly fantastic that is to have a relationship like that with the creator of the universe. And lastly, number five, hope. At the start of this story, Tiny Tim had no hope. at the end of it, we know Tiny Tim does not die. And for us, Jesus Christ gives us a sure and absolutely certain hope. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 13. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scriptures say, anyone who believes on him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God promises an eternal future to his adopted children. So, for the follower of Jesus Christ, the baby born at Christmas, it ends happily. There is sure and certain hope. That's how I love a Christmas carol. And don't read it as a lie. You don't have to these days. I watch it several times a year over the Christmas period. But there's one massive difference between the message of Jesus and a Christmas carol. Because as good as it is, a Christmas carol's a story. Dickens wrote it, made dollar off it 150 years ago. But the life, message and work of Jesus Christ are true. So the 5 points again. So we sinners, who don't deserve God's love, we get it all the same. And because Jesus Christ paid the price to restore the relationship between God and man, we get to call God Father. And that gives us all sure and certain hope. It's good news. So God can bless us, everyone.